So there's a writer for the Wall Street Journal claims that nicknames are going extinct. He's got five kids, all between the ages of 6 to 18, and claims none of them have been given nicknames by their friends. Because a lot of times, it's the friends that dub nicknames upon you. Right,
you can't really give yourself a nickname.
And I will say that I worked with a guy who did... Well, we all rolled his eye, rolled our eyes.
Exactly. Because and did you call him by that?
He would. His name was Steve, and he worked at a radio station that I worked at in Columbus, and he called himself Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
And this is before the Jackass star, right?
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And so he called himself that. And also called himself that in the third person.
Did he talk about himself in the third person a lot? Like, yeah. Steve-O would like that report by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Steve-O wants to know if you are available for this remote on Saturday.
Right, right, right. So, like, you know, and you were thinking, honestly, when you were having your daughter, right?
Well, yeah. I was going to name her. She's named Ava Grace. And I thought that... We'd call her Gracie because we thought that was really cute.
Or then what about even not using Eva?
Yes. Well, yeah, we didn't want to use Eva. That was my first choice, Eva. Mm-hmm. But my husband was afraid that people would call her Evil Eva.
Yeah.
And so we were just trying to figure out ways, all right, what kind of nicknames could they turn these names into
that
would torment them down the road? You know, we settled on, you know, Jacob Ryan, but he goes by Jake, and he changed his own name. Usually, I think it was around sixth grade, he wanted to be known as Jake instead of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Jacob was more the younger kid name. He thinks Jake sounds more, you know, grown up.
Him. Sure.
Yes.
Got it. Right. So obviously, like, nicknames are never fully going to go extinct. But now I think the sentiment is that silly ones among friends less common because we're worried about offending people.
Okay. And now, so, listen, I will say all 4 years of college, mm-hmm. people didn't know my first name was Kelly because I went by my last name was Kuhlenschmidt.
Yeah.
So they, my big brother.
Cool as blank.
Was cool as blank.
Yes.
And so that was my name for 4 years.
See, there you go. I mean, but see, that's kind of...
to be my fraternity big brother. Like, I was a little sister at Triangle Fraternity at Purdue, and
yeah,
Mike Francisconi named me that.
That was kind of endearing, right?
It was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that was cool, right?
And I so in addition to Piscatelli, I was also known as Big Red because
Big Red.
I had
red hair.
Yeah. And, you know, growing up. And so people call me Red or Big Red growing up. So there was that. And then, of course, you know, the Benjamin Franklin. And I got I got Ben Gay a lot.
Ben Gay.
I got that a lot.
Did you ever get Uncle Ben's?
I got Uncle Ben a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Ben Franklin, Uncle
Did you get
Ben,
Benji?
Ben
like
Gay. No, I didn't really get Benji.
Oh.
It wasn't really until you came around that you started calling me Benji, but
Benji and Benjamina.
Yes, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. So tell us the story of your nickname and why you have that. Thanks. Coming up.
It's been a while since I called you that.
Ben, does that tickle you a little bit? Did you just remember that?
Yep. I should whip that out more often.
Yeah. Should you? Do we need to
bring it back?
Oh, all right. That's great. All right. Take your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Nicknames. I was Piscatelli, Big Red, Ben Gay, Ben Franklin, and then as Kelly, when she came into my life,
Benjamina.
Benjamina, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that,
and
Kelly.
And Benji.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
In elementary school, I became Kelly K because there were five Kellys, so we all had to use our last initial too. So, but then I got to college,
yeah,
and because my last name was Kuhlenschmidt, they called me Cool as.
Yeah, it just made sense. Made sense.
Which Aaron says, I've been listening for 35 years. I never knew that story or where K came from.
See, there you go.
That's great.
Danielle rolls in. My nickname was Little Toot.
Little toot.
They called me that because I farted a lot as a toddler.
Wow. That's great. Tyson says, my nickname on my soccer team is T-Money. That's because whenever we have a penalty, I'm the one to take it. My coach said, I'm money at it.
T-Money.
That's awesome. That is funny.
Maggie said in grade school, Maggot was my nickname. That was fun. LOL.
Oh,
oh Maggie, Maggot. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, no.
Heather said, my parents called me frog legs. Random. In fact, they still will break that one out every now and then, and I'm 32. Apparently, I used to jump around a lot as a kid.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. 32. Hey, frog legs. Come on over here.
That's a lot. Tony says he was nicknamed Why Not because that's his name spelled backwards.
Oh, okay. All right.
I lived up to it. I accept any challenge. Why not?
There you go. Sure. Yep. Jennifer said my two older brothers dubbed me Jennifart, as older brothers will do.
Of course they do. You know what? I think they're the origin story for a lot of nicknames comes from brothers.
Siblings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sarah says, my dad nicknamed me Lumpy because I had a bump on my head when I was born. He still calls me that, and I'm much older now.
Oh, my gosh. Lumpy, come here.
Oh, no.
Brittany says, my cousin called me Bucktooth Brittany. My parents jokingly called me Brattney.
Brattney.
She says, I think I was also called Triple B, a.k.a. Bonnie Butt Brittany.
Bony Butt.
Oh, Bony Butt Brittany.
Yes.
That is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I go by Leah. Nicknames include Leah Pia, Lily, Yaya, Lear, Lur, and all my all-time fave, Leah Pia Diarrhea.
Leah Pia Diarrhea.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. Megan rolls in. My uncle called me Maggie Leggy because I played soccer and have long legs every now and then. Throw it in there. I'm 34.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Aaron, in elementary school, my friends nicknamed me Ham because I brought a ham sandwich one time for lunch.
That's so funny.
That lasted a couple of years.
Hey, Ham. Then, she just brings in a sandwich and they're like, Ham.
Ham. All right. Then years later, my husband asked if I'd ever had any nicknames.
Oh, no.
And I remembered Ham. So now he calls me that almost every day. I'm Ham in his phone and on every birthday card.
That kills me. Ham.
Ham.
That's the best.
Who would have thought that just one sandwich choice
right
would lead to all of that?
Ham in his phone. Oh, shoot.
Oh, I can't see.
All right, couple more here. Dr. Aaron said, nickname is Jubies. Because some drunk guy on 4th Street was trying to say nice boobies and jugs and combine them. Oh, shoot.
Jubies, we might... Listen, Dr. Aaron, we may
rename you.
Rename you in our phone system.
No, let's not take the doctor away from... Is Dr. Jubies, well, thank you very much.
We'll say yes. Sorry. Dr. Aaron in parentheses, Jubies. Dr. Jubies. I think that's great.
Oh, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
That is great. Right. Michelle, my little sister Marilyn, nicknamed Pip or Pippi from Pippi Longstocking because she always got into wild stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. These are good. These are good, guys. All right. Fun. Like, going down the stories of why you were nicknamed a certain thing, that's hysterical. And,
The sandwich, though, kills me. That's just because she brought a ham sandwich
forever. Forever.
One day.
Yep.
Okay, Ham.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. There you go. Thank you for those stories on 99.7 DJX.